Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Hi, this is Wendell Saylor. You can now stream every Triple M game of the NRL and AFL live on Listener. It's just confidence. Ad-lib football.
You can hear it from the box. Kick out. Oh,
he's just been kicked out. Download it now. L-I-S-T-N-R.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh, no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Well, welcome back to it. It's all thanks to Sea-Doo. Get on board and discover why Sea-Doo is Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft. If you're looking for an escape or an adventure, we've got Kenty, we've got Hoops, we've got Gordy Tallis and Maroon. Well, of course, in Clubland, the big news this week has been this story from Pete Bedell that Kevvy Walters has 8 games into next season to save his career at the Broncos. I would have thought the last person that would be under pressure there, boys, is Kevvy Walters. But Gordy, you've had plenty to say about this, so let's start with you.
Oh, well, I think a bit... it'll be a bit embarrassing. This group of players have got Wayne Bennett sacked, the greatest coach in the last 20 years, arguably. He and Craig Bellamy. They had Anthony Seibold. They've got rid of him. The club needs to show some stability. If he goes, well, then these group of players that are there, and it's a bigger rebuild than what you think. Mm. They got the wooden spoon last year. This year, they're a worse roster. They've lost David Fifita, no Jack Bird, no Darius Boyd. Probably a couple of others have left. They've had no Katoni Staggs for the first 13 rounds or 15 rounds. So I think that the rebuild in Brisbane, when Nathan Brown went to Newcastle, we said it was 5 years.
Mm.
You've got to give them a chance. You've got to give Kevvy or the next coach in there a chance to build his roster. This was somebody else's roster.
Yeah, this is a good point.
That's just my opinion.
Hoops, that Gordy makes is, why is it when we put someone in a situation like this, why is it such a rush when we know it's going to take time to turn the roster around to settle in as an NRL coach?
Yeah, the Broncos need some stability, and I think they took a step in the right direction with the appointment of Ben Eichen as their new general manager of football. I feel as though he's the type of respected figure in the game who will be able to unite rather than divide. Because at the moment, there's been a lot of, you know, we saw the old boys really revolt to remove Anthony Seibold. In my view, that was the right decision because clearly the results fell off the cliff last year and they got the club's first ever wooden spoon. But Kevvy needs time. And I think coming out with headlines like, oh, he's got 8 games to save his career early next season, well, that's not going to help anybody.
Problem when you put deadlines on coaches, 8 games, 12 games, whatever it is to win, they put all their eggs into those 8 games to the detriment of the long-term development. And often they go hand in hand, but sometimes they don't. And for example, when people are wondering what I mean by that is sometimes a player might be injured that needs 4 weeks out and the coach will put pressure on him sometimes inadvertently,
yeah,
to come back after 2 weeks, to come back early because he needs him. He needs him to help contribute to the performance and hopefully get a win. And it might re-injure the whatever the injury is, and suddenly that 4 week injury has now become an 8 week injury. So that sort of thing happens quite a lot. You see it happen. I always believe poorly run clubs are the clubs that put deadlines on coaches to show success.
So having said that, Paul, who on God's earth would want the job next?
Well, look, you got to look at it this way, okay? Like, I get the whole you need to give him time to get his own roster, but I also think, mate, you're a football coach, you've got to coach. And sometimes, very few coaches take over at a club that's in a good state. Very few clubs like Craig Bellamy is going to do at some point, retire with the club up or at the top. They often are clubs that are in disarray. Trent Barrett's the obvious example. Kevin Walters. Their teams are running 15th and 16th. They're both coming after coaches last year put them in that position. That's the fact. So it is ideal to be able to get your own roster. But the way contracts work these days, where players are signing 3, in some cases 10-year contracts, But most players sign a 3-year contract. So to get your roster exactly as you want it would theoretically takes about 3 years. Mm. But you haven't got 3 years. You've got to show some improvement in the group that's there now at the same time while you are going through the roster and turning it over. You've got to do it both. You can't just say, well,
yeah, but some guys can't improve. Some guys don't want to improve, Paul. And I know what you're saying. So they're sitting there on big money and they're getting paid every week and they don't care. And that, and then that happens at the lesser clubs. That's happened because they go there and they toss up like the West Tigers, like the Broncos, like the Bulldogs, like whoever's down the bottom, and they can go out there and they can have a go for 20 minutes and they get beaten and they go, well, so what?
I get that.
We're safe. We're going to get paid. They get shopped around. No other club wants them. So they're going to just sit there and collect their money.
Don't disagree with you. But by the same token, this is not an absolute argument. It's not all of one and none of the other. You've got to give him time to start getting the players out of the club that he believes, to Gordon's point, aren't putting in, aren't having a proper crack, who are just sitting there happy to play first grade, don't really want to win. There's a big difference in an NRL player. Mm. Some are happy to play first grade. Some have this burning desire. They want to win comps.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, Jack Gibson rang Michael Cronin up when he first got the job at Parramatta. Mick Cronin had been playing for Australia for 8 or 9 years by then. He'd played a couple of grand finals, was established as the best centre in the game. And Jack said to him, what do you want out of football? Now, some blokes will say, mate, I want enough to buy a house. Mick Cronin looked at him and said, I want to win a comp.
Mm.
And Jack looked at him and said, it looks like I found myself a centre.
Yeah.
Because that's what Mick Cronin wanted to do. And that's what you've got to find in that player. Some guys don't want that. Some guys, you can see the way they approach their game. They do what work is required to play first grade. They don't do any more to try and win competitions in the NRL. But by the same token, Kevy's got to identify those blokes and get them out of the club, but he's also got to show some improvement now. He's got to find something in these guys. And people want to see signs. They're not going to win a comp in the next, I would say, next 5 years.
Mm.
It'd be a miracle if they win the comp, coming from where they're at. But they do have tremendous pull. They've got more sway in the player market than most clubs. They need to refine that. But they also then need to start showing improvement week. Yeah, not every week. There's going to be the odd week where you take a step backwards. But over the course of a 2-month, 3-month cycles, you've got to see improvement in them. Kevin's got to find a way to get that out of them. Whether he wants them there long term or not, he's still got to find a way to get that out of them. And that's about 15
but
rounds.
Aren't they paid to do that? See, Paul, this is. And you make some real valid points there, right? And it is your coach's job. But no speech, like no game plan I've ever walked in and go, yeah, how you going? And when I was at the Dragons, not too many of us liked Brian Smith. Matter of fact, I hated him, right? Right, but for 4 years I played and I went out there and I was representing myself, my family, my teammates. So you go out there and you have a go. Brian Smith, I didn't play for him. Sometimes you got to play for yourself. You got to play for your own pride, you know, and your parents that are sitting in the stand watching you toss up that rubbish or your, you know, and the people that are paying you. It's a great job. They get paid a lot of money to go out there and put your body on the line, make your tackles, chase.
I agree with
do
you.
Do all that stuff. And that's what's we're lacking in those bottom sides.
Yeah.
I mean, they pick and choose when they want to have a go. They go and beat the Roosters. They nearly beat Penrith. Then they have a go against Melbourne for 50, 60 minutes. Mm. Then it gets a bit tough and then they just go away and they turn it up. And that's, you know, and that's what disappoints me with some of those clubs and some of those players. And then they sit there and they want to be motivated.
Oh, yeah, see, but
why do you have to be motivated to play the greatest game of all? Why do I have to tell you to go out there and work? The bloke that goes and picks up the shovel every Monday morning and starts digging holes, he doesn't have to be motivated. He's got to put food on the table for his family. And you get these footy players with all these big houses and flash cars that have to be motivated to play a sport.
So
give me a break.
Gordy, you've been critical of certain members within the team. Can I play some audio from earlier in the week from the Triple M Rush Hour?
Yes.
Here it is. Have a listen to what Gordy said earlier in the week.
And if the three players, I think it's a few players, right? But I know who they are. And if they keep on going, right, you've got to stay. No, seriously.
I know.
You can laugh for as long as you want.
No, it was
Robbie
disgusting.
Robbie Farah did it 5 years ago.
I know.
Right?
And you outed him.
right? Because you don't do it. You go to the coach and you tell him you got a problem. Matt Lodge, I've had my issues with Matt Lodge. Do you know the greatest thing about Matt Lodge? Put his name to it. Big photo of Matt Lodge. Matt Lodge put his name to what he was saying. So he owned the words. All these guys that are ringing the journalists or whatever, so I don't know who's worse, the journalists who wrote it or the players that are saying it. So if they keep on going, I'll out them like I did Robbie Farah, and I'll make sure, and I'll make it my personal. I'll get personal with them so they don't get another club, because that's wrong. So what they're doing to the game, it's weak. There's no courage in talking behind someone's back. I'll just give them a word of advice. You're going to get more respect than life if you stab someone in the chest, not the back.
Can I ask you
this? To all
the
players, if you've got some courage, because I watch them play and they don't. That's the funny thing. I've watched those guys play and I know that they're gutless. So if they want a job in the game, they shut up, roll their sleeves up and have a dig.
Triple M Rush Hour with Gordy Tallis and Benny Dobbin. Who are the players,
Gordon? I was having a bad day.
Who are the players? Who are the players?
I'm not going to out the players now. They just got to shut up and get on with their game.
Mm.
I did that a long time ago and it did me no favours and I don't like it, but they know who they are. And if they keep on going, I don't have a problem. I've given them a warning shot. They've had their say, I've had mine. If they want to keep on going, I will out them.
So
and I'll out them to you, Maroon. And actually, that was a lot of messages in there with you, Anthony. You've got to tell them to their face, not behind their back.
Okay. Okay. Well, look, mate.
No, because I'll listen, take that and on that's board. Happening at every club. And I just, you know, I mean, it happened at the Raiders. It's happened at clubs. And I just don't like it. There's too many coaches out there and they're trying their best. And players are professional at getting coaches sacked now. And I'm old fashioned. Call me a dinosaur. Call me whatever you want. But your boss is your boss. As I said, I didn't like Wayne Bennett all the time. I didn't like Brian Smith, but they were my bosses. Whatever the coach asked me to do, I did. And so, you do it to the best of your ability. That's it.
Given that your relationship with Kevy, like, and obviously, it's,
well, mate,
you are good mates with Kevy.
I don't talk to Kevy about this.
No, I know you don't. But you and him are best mates or near enough too.
I see him. Do you know what? I've been over Kevy's place once in the last 4 years or something.
Right.
I spoke to him twice in the last year. Like, and it's more just about family or he's across the road kicking the ball.
Okay, but
my best mate is the guy I went to school with up in Townsville. I talk to every week and I go see.
Hmm. Okay, well, the point is you have a lot of love and respect for Kevy and you turn around and you see this, what he's taken on board and then for someone to suggest...
people in our game because there's not enough good people in our game, right, that... they've worked really hard. They deserve a crack. And then I feel like he's not getting the support what he should. And I'm talking about from the chairman, his ex-teammates and Darren Lockyer and like the whole crew at the club. It needs a shake-up. And they need to be pulling all in the same direction to get this club back to where it is. And all the clubs. And Hoops can talk about the Tigers and the Raiders and all that. You need everybody on the same page. The reason why Penrith and the Roosters and Melbourne Storm are all at the top, because everybody's on the same page.
Gordon, can I ask you, what did you think of the appointment during the week of Ben Eichen?
I rang Ben and congratulated him. I think it's good. I don't know what experience he has. It's a big job. Mm. It's a massive job, you know, to go and turn the roster over and get some players there that want to play there and want to win, you know. And there was a few things that Wayne Bennett rang in my mind, and Ben's done pretty much most jobs in the game. I think he's coached at the in-trust level. He's, you know, been listening to all the problems in the game, but actually getting to the coalface, I wish him luck, and hopefully he can turn the club around and get some players there that want to pay the price and want to play for the jersey. And I don't think that there's enough guys there in a lot of clubs doing that at the moment.
Hmm.
So, but it's a big job, and by far he's better than Peter Nolan, the guy that was there, because he's the one that got Parramatta in a lot of trouble a few years ago, and where the club's at now, and all those long-term contracts that they can't move players on. The
player
clubs,
options.
Player options in their favour, all on, you know, big money. It's, you know, it's going to be hard to turn around.
It's going to take a long time to turn around too. Hmm.
Absolutely.
And that's why I don't think
Kevy's a problem. I think Kevy knows what he wants, and I think, you know, just give and if that coach gets sacked, well, there's three. Wayne Bennett's one. Seabolt was coach of the year, so there's two guys that have got coach of the year, and you've got the ex-Queensland coach. So there's three big-name coaches. I'd hate to be the fourth going in there. He ain't safe.
Mm. All right, good. We'll take a break here, boys, and we'll come back. We've got plenty to talk about here. What does the Fox say, Hoops? That's you coming up next. We've got Raging Bull, thanks to our friends at Apricity Finance.
How many Raging Bulls do you want?
Well, we haven't done one yet.
Okay, I've got to come up with another one.
Have you been using Apricity this week, Anthony?
No, well, I don't. I just
tell you what, Anthony, I need them today because you're not here. I'm getting gigs.
Well, you know, they're mates of mine. They're mates of mine now. Old Lyndon up there at Apricity.
Fantastic. They got a table up here too, so all the boys will come up to watch.
Mm, fantastic stuff. Well, look, it's all about invoicing, so we'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll have Raging Bull. We'll have What Does the Fox Say Next as Triple M Rocks Origin.
Triple M Rocks the Footy. The Sunday Sin Bin for Sea-Doo. The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M Rocks Footy.
And welcome back to it. We've got Origin tonight live on the Triple M network or via the Listener app. And, of course, our mates at Tyre Power. Get the power of Australia's biggest independent stock take sale. It's on now, Tyre Power. Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why Sea-Doo is Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft. Gordy Tallis, Paul Kent, Triceps Hooper. Time for this. Okay, what does the fox say? Two scoops, hoops. James Triceps Hooper, this is your column. I don't know where you got the nickname Fox, but anyway, the latest on Tevita Pangai. What's going on there, Fox?
Tell you what, I hope this segment goes a lot better than what Maroon Confidential did earlier today.
Hopefully what might happen for you that didn't happen to me is your colleagues will support you, mate. And if they do, I'm sure.
We're all here for Rocket Industries. We're all in this together. Stay safe.
Air your dirty laundry on air, mate. What have I tried to speak to you about when we've done our sessions and I have tried to be your
mentor? I will say, I wish we'd had the mics open when we went to ad after that because you did go off the last
one. Yeah, I know. Well, there won't be any more Maroon Confidential. Let me just put it that. I'm putting it to bed. And if the same happens with the trivia today, I'll be putting that to bed as well.
What was the show that Esme was on back in the day? Was it a country practice?
Yeah, country practice.
Yeah. Esme carrying on.
Hatfield.
Anyway, it doesn't. Yeah, you know what, boys? You're right, I'm wrong. Now,
let's get into. We just discussed the Brisbane Broncos roster and the fact that one of the big jobs that the Broncos' new general manager of football, Ben Eichen, is going to have is helping to reshape that roster. So Tevita's been linked to a number of clubs. The West Tigers are obviously one who are interested, but don't be surprised if the Canterbury Bulldogs, having missed out on the halfback in Sean Johnson, who's obviously signed to go to the Warriors late last week for next season, I think the Bulldogs are going to have a crack at trying to get Tevita to go to Belmore as well.
Hoops, wasn't that a shock the way that Sean Johnson thing unfolded?
Yeah, it's funny. I rang the Roosters recruitment boss, Peter O'Sullivan, last week, and I said, about Tuesday, and I said, mate, with Sean Johnson, I know the Bulldogs are in for him, but I'm hearing there's another NRL club in for him. He said, oh, he played all vague and cute. Oh, no, mate, maybe rugby union. Oh, no, okay, righto, no worries. Mm. Anyway, then sure enough, 48 hours later, I called him again, and he said, mate, you got 3 minutes because I've got to jump on this Zoom call. Anyway, it turned out the Zoom call was with Sean Johnson, Cameron George, Johnson's manager, and they needed to cover a bit of ground there because Johnson, when he parted ways with the Warriors last time around, it wasn't an amicable separation. Like, there was a fair bit aired in the newspapers and aired in the media and whatnot. So anyway, they resolved their differences, and yeah, Johnson's going back to the New Zealand Warriors. It's a good deal for the club, and it's a good opportunity for him as well.
Okay. Now, what about Matt Lodge? We hear the Broncos tell him he can go. Now they want him to stay. Now they want him to go. What's the latest on Matt Lodge?
I don't think they want him to stay. I think they've definitely told him that he's free to have a look around, but he's struggling to get a club to table him an offer. So the Knights were in, but then they got quite a significant amount of backlash from sponsors saying, no, we don't want to go down that road and we don't want the publicity that signing Matt Lodge would bring. And so as a result, that's now not going to happen. There's a quiet tip the Warriors may decide to try and get a deal done there. Mm. Peter O'Sullivan, who I just touched on, is also Matt Lodge's father-in-law. So there could be something there. But aside from that, at the moment, he's going to have to keep soldiering on at Brisbane. And you can see in his body language, he's not happy at the moment, Lodge.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, he's essentially been tapped. He's been told he's not wanted. That's right. You can understand what Ben happy. I will say, he has been good for the Broncos, though, which I think is... feather in his cap. the fact that he's been told he's not wanted, that he can look elsewhere, and he's still playing well. I know he's obviously put himself in the shop window there, but other guys have chucked the toys out of the cot, haven't they? So good on Matt Loch for that. So I don't know where he ends up, though. He brings baggage wherever he goes now.
Yeah. And Gareth Widdop, it's a funny one too, in the sense, Hoops, that he had to go to the UK Super League for personal reasons, and now he's got to come back for personal reasons.
Yeah, look, he wants to come back. His kids now reside back here in Australia, and so as a result, he's desperate to get back out here. The Warriors were in heavily for him, and then they decided that the wheels were moving a little bit too slowly in relation to trying to get the deal done. That's when they shifted tact and went, right, we'll go out and sign Sean Johnson. Mm. But the Canberra Raiders are absolutely dead keen on trying to sign Gareth Widdop for next season, and negotiations are ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Raiders have also, interestingly, decided to close the door. They've made Widdop and signing a halfback a priority, and the good form of the young kid Bailey Simonson at 5'8" means that they've decided to shut the door on Matt Dufty for now.
Right.
Yep.
And do you boys think that the Raiders can turn it around this year in any way? I mean, I would have thought if they were going to turn it around, it would have been started against the Dragons.
Oh, I thought, yeah. I mean, look, they led the Dragons. They had every opportunity. That was the game, because they've got a hard run home. If you actually look at their next 10 weeks, it's a tough 10 weeks. So they really needed to win that game at Wynn Stadium. And I mean, their Achilles heel for the Green Machine all year has been they get to leads, they can score points, but then they just have these lapses and things start to fall apart defensively, and they get pulled apart and they get a score put on them.
Six times they've led by 10 points or more and lost the game.
Mm. Yeah,
lost the game. Now you,
if is that mental won, or
oh, that's mental for sure. If they won those games though, they're in a vastly different position. Yeah. They're up top of the ladder.
Mm.
So. But I honestly don't think they can turn it around. I think that maybe they can sneak into seventh or eighth, get a final spot.
Mm.
Potentially they've got the firepower to cause some damage if they did do that. But I don't think they can win the comp. I think the Raiders are at a place now where I think next year they were anticipating was going to be the beginning of a rebuild, but like that rollover of your roster, given the age and where they're at with certain players, I think that's now beginning a year early.
Okay, we might take a break and come back. We're still going to talk about this game today, the Origin game, which will be live across the Triple M network. You don't have to work tonight, Hoops. You'll just sit at home at your palatial house and watch it.
No, I am working, actually.
Oh, you
Anthony,
are working.
Yeah, I'll file a column for foxsports.com.au online. So
okay.
Yeah, we'll do the player ratings. We'll have that live as soon as the game finishes. And then we'll do a blog on NRL 360 tomorrow.
Happy days. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. We do it thanks to our friends at Sea-Doo. No passport, no worries. Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why it's Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft.
You had the jet ski out lately? Or
I have.
Kong Wong?
Well, Sea-Doo wanted to lend me a new one. They wanted to give you one too. They thought you might hurt yourself, mate. So.
Apparently you had the leopard print budgies on when you were out
the
water this week.
I had like a Borat-style one, like just straight over the shoulders. I'm out there on the Sea-Doo. I stopped the Sea-Doo, send the drone up, see what else is going on around little Kong Wong, around little bay. That's what I'm all about. All right, boys.
You're not joking.
Here we are to talk about Origin. There's been changes, obviously, to Queensland on the back of what's happened with young Rhys Walsh and then on the back of Ronaldo Mulitalo. So, Holmes starts at fullback. Xavier Coates comes back in at number 20. Munster and Daly Cherry Evans in the halves, of course. McCulloch at hooker. Do you guys honestly think, can I start with you, Gordy, can the Queensland side match New South Wales? Because in many ways it plays into Queensland's hands. It's at Suncorp. No one's giving them a chance. There's been controversy about around who plays and who doesn't play. They do love that siege mentality.
Probably not on ability. I know I don't think we can match them. But we can match them on effort. We can match them on pride. We can match them on all those other things that Origin's about. You know, trying to think about, and my column they asked me to write on how do Queensland win. Well, it's, you know, back in, I just went old fashioned where you got to outplay your opposite number, but you don't sort of come up against him one on one anymore like you did in the old days. So whoever's in front of you, you beat him when you're carrying the ball, and whoever's in front of you, you beat him when you're defending him. And that's how simple we have to be tonight. When you've got the ball, you have to win the collision. You have to win those little battles. When we kick chase, we have to be going down in numbers, and we got to beat them on effort tonight, because we can't beat them on ability. Because it showed in game one how much ability they got. So we got to drag them down to our level, get them into a dogfight and see where they want to go. And New South Wales probably don't want to go there because they've got so much skill, they've got so much footy, they want to play a good open-style game.
Yeah, it's a really old Origin formula, but it's the only way Queensland win. Yes. And that's the whole Queensland mythology is built on this type of performance, which they need to produce tonight. And if they do it again tonight and they snatch a victory, which I think is unlikely, if they do that, then it's basically more of the same. It just adds to the legend of Queensland underdog status and how dangerous they are as underdogs. But there's no science in tonight's game. They've just got to win that collision that Gordon said. They've just got to be – they've got to out-physical New South Wales and hope that that upsets New South Wales.
Mm. And Marin, they were talking about Welsh, you know, and for all those listeners out there, you never know when you're ready, you know what I mean? So that young kid would have went in there – he didn't know what he was expecting, so there's a bit of excitement. Walsh. And obviously he would have got tested, but I felt more pressure as an older guy.
Because the result was more reliant on you.
Sorry?
As an older guy, you got more input into the result than a young guy
absolutely.
Coming in.
Yeah. Absolutely. So tonight, yeah, and they asked me, who's the pressure on? Well, we need a leader tonight.
It's Munster, isn't it? Munster and Cherry Evans, your halves are the guys got to get you there.
So, mate, no matter what it is, Cherry Evans, if you kick, you're the first one down. And like Alan Langer, he was never the most robust guy, but he'd make one tackle and he'd go again, he'd make another tackle, he'd go make another tackle. That's how you got to lead tonight. As you said, Paul, there's no science, it's effort. And you show all your teammates that you're up for the battle and you're up for the clash and the collision. And I think in our leadership team, that is Cherry Evans, Munster, Val Holmes and probably Papali'i, they're the guys.
Mm. I heard a great story recently about what Wayne Bennett said to Cameron Munster. And if you remember back to last year's State of Origin series.
Yeah, at halftime.
Munster was, it was at halftime. Munster was brilliant in game one, got an HIA in the opening minutes of game two, the Maroons lose, and then come back in game three. And anyway, Queensland and the Blues, it was pretty tight in that series deciding game of game three last November. And Munster goes in at halftime, and Wayne just simplified it and said, kick to the corners, make your tackles, and run the football. Most importantly, make sure you run the football. That's what you're on the side for. Mm. And he went out and got man of the match, won the Wally Lewis medal, and Queensland won the series. So
yeah, it's strange, Origin, because you don't have time to think, you know, so it's on effort and you can't it's strange. And yeah, I'm looking at this Queensland team and I've never backed against us and I never will. Till the day I die, I'll never say that we can't win and I'll always tip us to win. But we just got to roll up our sleeves, and hopefully some of the boys have sleeves on, but we got to roll up our sleeves more than I've ever seen in the last 15 or 20 years tonight.
They'll be up for it, Gordon. You know that.
Yeah, well, I haven't been around the team, but yeah, I hope so. Hope so. And it's our forward pack. Got to play tough, got to play gritty, all those things. And, you know, just make it a dogfight. Make it a – Kenty, mate, you've caught enough boxing and there's guys that are beautiful boxers and they get beaten because the blokes wanted it more.
Yeah.
And he's pulled – like Jeff Fenwick was a master. He was a great fighter. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of our greats. But, you know, I don't think he was the greatest ever fighter in like most of his fights, but I tell you what, he had more guts and more determination than the guy standing opposite him.
And to use the boxing analogy too, sometimes guys win because they take a punch better than they deliver. Yeah, the other guy might punch harder, but if you can absorb and take the punch better, that keeps you in the fight. And that's what Queensland have got to do. They've got to, Queensland have this great phrasing when they never say they're under pressure, they just say they're absorbing. And it's just a mental trick. We're not under pressure. We're absorbing. They know that momentum swings during a game. That there's going to be times in the game when New South Wales have the momentum. And rather than say to each other, look, we're under pressure here, we need to stick solid or whatever, that the word they use is they're absorbing. And it's a mental thing, and that's how they're often able to come through those periods with minimal damage. And it puts them in then. So then when momentum comes back their way, they got the opportunity to do something. So that's why Queensland got to play tonight. They've got to – Queensland, like everybody kept saying, Reece Walsh has been brought in because they need points. You don't lose 50-6 and one guy comes in, has got points in him, and he turns into winning. Defence is what's going to win you that game, not attack. You cannot. There's no way you could even hope that Reece Walsh is going to put 48 points into Queensland so they can beat New South Wales. He's just, it's just not there. Even if it was a, if it was both teams score over 20 points, New South Wales have got to win. They've got more points in them. Queensland have got to defend their way to victory. They've got to go out tonight with a mindset. They are just going to tackle, tackle, tackle. They're going to bash New South Wales up. They're going to damage them. They're going to make them really tender. They're going to start getting the New South Wales guys looking around, trying to pick their runs a little bit more selectively because they don't want to run into the meat of the Queensland pack and get bashed up. And then once they're in that position, then they just use that dominance, that physicality to then start turning that into points. But they're not going to win. If whoever wins tonight, if the winner's got 30 points, it'll be New South Wales. Fair chance, 20 points. I don't think Queensland can allow New South Wales to score 20 points and still win.
Mm-hmm.
But if the winning score is 18 points to 16 or 18-14, every chance it's a Queensland victory.
Okay, so you're tipping New South Wales?
By plenty.
By plenty.
Yeah, okay. I am. Yeah. I think this is a great New South Wales team, and I think the only, Andrew John said it during the week, the biggest problem for New South Wales is sometimes you start an Orange game the way you finished the previous one. If they go out thinking the scoreline says 50-6 instead of nil all, they're going to be in trouble.
Mm.
They've got to go out and they've got to be prepared to go through that 20-25 minute period, that physical period where both teams are just giving it to each other, trying to exert dominance. And if they get through that and they've not got any damage, or even if they've managed to jag a try or two, I think they've then got the talent. The New South Wales back line is exceptional. And that's not just when they're in good ball territory and they're throwing the ball wide. That's also coming off your own line from a kick. We saw the way game one started. Tom Trbojevic took two hit-ups in the first set. He took the first one. Latrell Mitchell took the second one. He took the third one.
And Teddy took two in the same set as well.
And Teddy took two.
Yeah.
That just set a statement.
Your back five, so they're like front rowers. You've got Josh Addo-Kahu. A couple of years ago, I thought he was going to be so light that he couldn't match Origin. He is a tough carrier.
Mm-hmm.
In that game, he comes in and plays tough. He's our best yardage guy in the NRL at the moment, isn't he? So he's great. Like, he's got a mindset of a front row. And then you got Luttrell and Tommy, and you got Teddy.
Mm.
So,
yeah. And Queensland have got to find a way to plug those holes when the New South Wales.
Oh,
back
well,
Dobbo
come up with a game plan early in the week for us.
Yeah. What about
New South Welshman coming up with our game plan.
Yeah, I know. But I don't actually disagree with the sentiment. You've got to go out and bash him up a little bit. In a football sense, not a physical sense.
Nah.
The other thing I do think, though, the logic of saying to Tino Fasuamalawe, listen, mate, You're playing for the Titans. You're going no good. So give us 9 weeks on the sideline to take out Tom Trbojevic. Like, what's like, you're gonna run out with a hammer, like hidden down his sock or something? Like, what was he preaching?
That did get told to MG, didn't it? Like, that's the famous story.
Yeah, back in the old days.
Go out there and mate, don't worry about the judiciary, mate. Like, I will deal with that when it comes, and go give it to the Queenslanders. Well, he's punched Andrew G, hit Michael Hancock. I think he got Paul off, and then Wally Lewis comes up at halftime. He goes, this bloke's a lunatic, and he didn't know he even was going to hit the king.
One of the selectors grabbed him in the sheds and said, you got a green light tonight. You got carte blanche. Just go out there and reap havoc.
What? Unfortunately for MG, his green light, though, is not everyone else's green light. And he was so obvious with it.
He's colourblind,
there's no way they could even try and sugarcoat and say, oh, it wasn't too bad, or look, we didn't see that. Like, it was so overt that everybody was just like, wow, look at this guy. He's just gone berserk.
One last thing.
We loved it.
What did you think or read into Phil Gould saying that Queensland were a little bit irresponsible in picking Reece Walsh?
I agree with it.
But he's not the first bloke to be picked at 18.
I get that, but he's the first bloke to get picked at 18 coming in after a 50-6 loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. And Gould said that. If you go through his the full quotes, he said, this is not a young 18-year-old coming into Origin with Cameron Smith and Jonathan Thurston and Darren Lockyer and Billy Slater in the team. He's coming into a side that's trying to find itself, that just got beat 50-6. On the one hand, yes, there's not the physicality that used to be there with the violence that used to be there in Origin, but by the same token, this is a team that got donkey-licked in the first game.
Mm.
And I thought from that point of view, I thought it was a valid comment.
Okay. Yep.
Why did your eyes light up when Paul said donkey licked?
Well, it's not an expression you hear every day, is it? Donkey licked. Donkey licked. Anyway, on that note, we'll take a break and come back and ask, have our trivia. We might even ask the origins of the expression donkey licked. Coming up as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
It's Sunday Sin Bin on Triple M, and it is time for this.
Welcome to Maroon's Trivia Night.
Yeah, well, we've saved the best for last this week, and of course it's trivia. Today it's general knowledge. Your names are your buzzers. Paul Kent, you continue to have an unbeatable record at this.
I wouldn't go unbeatable.
But, well, I mean, poor old Hoops, he was up 2-0 last week, and he still finished last.
Well, you called it off.
But I called it off because you don't know your place, mate. When there's when there's a quiz or trivia on, I ask the questions and I say what's right or wrong, okay?
Okay.
If I say it's black, it's black. If I say it's blue, it's blue.
Righto, the silver badger.
Gordy, you've got your buzzer ready.
Yes, I have, Maroon.
All right, well, I'm just going to say this. Hoops is so bad at this, he makes you look smart. Gordy, I'll leave it at that.
Hey, don't insult a state of origin legend like that, please, Anthony.
Your names are your buzzers. Question number one's an easy one. Get ready. How many in a baker's dozen, Paul?
13.
Oh, yeah. All right, question number two. What board game, I thought I'd throw a couple of board games in because everyone's in lockdown in Sydney. What board game featured a plastic cylinder, sticks, and a handful of marbles? What board game featured a plastic cylinder, sticks.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
What's the topic here today? Is it general knowledge?
That's general knowledge. Yeah. And
anything to do with rugby league or state of origin?
There's like one caution for you.
Bogle, something like that.
Pardon?
Bogle, something like
that. Is that your answer?
No, it's not.
Yeah, right. Go on, lock it.
And you've got to say your buzzer first, Paul.
Nah.
Yeah,
you didn't. That's not that. It's not, it sounds like it, though.
Sorry, Paul, to interrupt you for a second. If you,
as usual, this quiz is flowing.
If you say one more thing about the quiz, you're barred, all right? I don't care how many times you've been barred.
Good.
Does anyone know the answer?
No.
It's kaplunk.
That's
kaplunk. Next question.
What this segment.
What? mate. What breed of dog is the mascot for Mack Trucks?
Paul.
Gordy.
Bulldog.
Bulldog is right. See, Paul takes it seriously, and that's why he's a winner. 2-0 is the score. Surprise, surprise. Good on you, Paul. The next question will be, the Minions first appeared in which film?
Gordy.
Yes.
Cool. Despicable Me.
Correct. 2-1. 2 Paul, 1 Gordy. So far, 0 to you, Hoops. Massive shock. Okay. In the NRL, what team lost the 2011 Grand?
Hoops.
Yes.
2011.
5.
Warriors.
4. Yes, that's correect. Try and wait till you know the answer.
Nah, well, you've got to be quick. You got to be quick on the draw, Anthony.
2, Paul. 1 to you and 1. Okay, here we go. The next question is, who became Prime Minister in 2015?
Hoops.
Yes. 5, 4.
Tony Abbott.
And you're wrong. Oh, there you go.
I love that.
Back to 0.
Who was it? Turnbull.
It was Malcolm Turnbull. Okay. Hoops, yes. Next question. How many bottles of Coca-Cola did Cristiano Ronaldo remove?
2.
Yes, 2 is right.
Two.
2 all. 2 all at the top of the tree.
And about $4 billion off Coke.
He didn't say his name. He's got a caution on the run there, Paul. need you to point that out. I'll take care of that. This might just be for the game the way you're going today, Hoopsie. Okay, which colour is on 75% of the world's national flags?
Paul. Gordy.
Paul?
Blue.
Blue is wrong. 2-1. Gordon for the win now.
What was the right answer?
Red.
Red is the answer. Okay. In what Aussie...
Everybody knows that.
In what Aussie state is the town Queensland?
Paul. Gordy.
Sorry.
Queensland.
Queensland. Gordy's quiz.
Sorry about that. Okay.
The state of origin.
Mate, you've just had to go off for a quick HIA, all right?
Apiology is the study of what? Apiology is the study of what?
No idea.
Okay, the answer is bees.
An apiarist.
Okay.
Otherwise with a V.
No, A-P-P. P,
is
Paul.
It?
Yes.
Apiology.
How many members were in the band Wham?
Paul. Gordy.
Paul.
2.
2 all, Gordy and 2 all, Gordy and Paul. This one for the game, hopefully. Right. What nationality? What nationality is Cristiano Ronaldo?
Paul.
Paul.
Spanish.
Spanish is wrong.
It's Portuguese.
It's Portuguese. It's 2-1. Okay,
that's stupid.
Come on, you can do this.
I shouldn't have got that wrong.
You can do this, Gordon.
Actually,
you,
Anthony, while we're
I've been saying Gordon all along.
While we're on the subject of Portugal, did you hear that it's a Portuguese restaurant that's caused this COVID outbreak up in Brisbane?
I know, but I've been told not to say any more about it.
Yeah, now, and you know what? As an old grey-headed, well, I don't know whether it's a man or a lady with glasses.
Okay, this is it. All right, I tell you what, you're not going to take it seriously again. I'm calling it off for the second week in a row. You three are barred. No trivia next week. Have a great week, everybody. Hope your team wins Origin. See you next week.
Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.